Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Today we're going to be talking about some things taking place in Israel. One is that Sharon has passed, and he's very significant because he's the one that fought for Israel's independence and was a part of 1948 and all these other wars and was a big leader. And it's interesting that he was in a coma almost for, I don't know,
almost 6 years, I think.
Yeah, 6 to 8 years. And,
oh, wow.
But the timing of saying, okay, now's the time, it's almost symbolic. It's like now Israel's surrounded, where Israel's back where it was back when Sharon fought for it.
Mm.
You know, it's like a new Sharon needs to arise, which Benjamin Netanyahu very well may be that particular person. But they saw him a fierce general. But have you been in war lately? I mean, one of the movies that are out right now, and I haven't seen it, I'll probably wait for it to come out on Clearplay so I could
view it.
but just honor our soldiers that are out there, and it's called Soul Survivor. And I noticed that some theaters had to cancel all the movies they were playing in their theater and fill every theater with that one movie because there were so many people.
It's Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor.
Oh, wow.
But they had to close all their theaters out for these other movies, just cancel those, and started playing this one movie in every theater. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
It's like, yes. And everybody's looking for someone. Where are these men and these women, men who stand up for God and country and for what we and family? And this particular man, if you have not heard about him yet,
Marcus Luttrell.
Marcus Luttrell. He wrote a book entitled
Lone Survivor.
And I heard him interviewed, and he was talking to the directors and all those guys that was there, and he said, "Well, he's a SEAL,
yeah,
and he is the lone survivor of his buddies who fought side by side." And he said, "I heard him say this. He said, well, I just want to let you know, if you mess it up, I'm going to kill you." And they escorted him off the lot. And the thing was, they probably believed,
oh, wow,
because he was honoring his fellow SEAL team members, which is this close family.
Mm-hmm.
That are willing to lay down their life for each other and lay down their life for us. And some of his interviews are just so powerful. And he is definitely honoring them, but he's also honoring the America that we once knew and we're going to know again.
That's right.
Because America's running to the reality. This is who we are. This is who we are. Let us live up to the Marcus Luttrells. Let us live up to that. And it's a big thing to live up to.
Yeah, no
but
doubt.
It is, you got to have a vision in the context of that. And we appreciate, Marcus, what you've done, and also our fellow soldiers that were there with you. And to hear how you present gives us such an awareness of you and your fellow soldiers, where we can somehow connect through you communicating to us. And we appreciate that. And we pray that maybe what you did will just set a spark in the hearts of all of us to understand what it takes to keep the freedom and the nation that we have. And so, clear play, crank it up.
We want to
be able to see that. And, but I haven't seen all the details on it either. And we're going to be talking today in this program about, Ariel Sharon has passed, and he was an awesome leader. But also significant about him is he was part of fighting for Israel's independence and becoming a nation. And they kept him alive for 6 to 8 years. And all of a sudden now, of all the times they decided, okay, now's the time. He's been in a coma all this time, is to just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
And they honored him, and he's passed. But, what does that mean? Because Israel's surrounded again today the way it was back then. And it's like, we need another Ariel Sharon to rise up, another David to rise up and say, this is what's taking place. So I encourage you, if you have not yet begin to pray for Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the protection of Israel, because God says, if you bless Israel, he'll bless you. In addition to that, by supporting VFN TV and VFN radio, we stand with Israel. We try to give the church and those that are our listeners a perspective, a God perspective of Israel. God began to just reveal over time to us. My call was received where I am today in Tiberias when I was by the side of the Galilee. Lord just began to speak to me about the future and what was going to happen about 4 o'clock in the morning, and it looks exactly like what he had said was going to happen. And against your will, it's like, no, I don't want this to take place. And it's like, okay, God, whatever, you know, whatever you want to take place in the context of that. And hopefully we'll get into the roller coaster where John's going to be reading a word from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, how he had a dream. And then that God showed him a roller coaster. And, you know, if you really trust God, you've seen those people that can ride roller coasters and hold their hands straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to be,
you?
We got to be, well, think about it. Who?
You. Yeah, you can do that stuff.
Yeah, well, you think about it. I used to could. But that's how we have to be in the middle of this roller coaster this year. We got to be holding our hands up, praising God in this whole ride. Trust that he's going to hold us in the seat. He's going to hold us in our place. But don't get fearful like Pat and hold on to the little, you know, seatbelt thing and check all the bolts and the nuts and stuff like that. Make sure it's working. But just hang on, hold your hands up and just say, yeah, I'm going to praise God through this year, because understand it comes to pass, which means this, it came and it passed. If you can hold on, I mean, God can take you through anything. And this is a year, that everything that can be shaken, based on what we're hearing, what we're seeing, what Rick Joyner is confirming and others are confirming, Pat Robinson confirmed, we were just hearing this choral sound that it's going to begin. As a matter of fact, the four blood moons begin. In April on tax day. Wow. Isn't that amazing? So when you're crying, going to the mailbox because on the night of April, the 14th or 15th, I don't know, 15th, and you're going to, you know, send your money to Jehoiakim, that realize that this is something that happened because we, the church, turned away from the Lord, but we say, you know what? I don't want this anymore. I want to turn back to God, and God would begin to restore things back to us again. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes. We're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on the radio, live, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsors and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.